This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Have you ever been abandoned by your husband or wife or a good friend? And by this I mean, have you ever been left for somebody else? Or have you been publicly denounced by someone? You thought they were on your side? Do you feel as if no one cares for you? Now, I'm sure there's nothing more devastating in life than the feeling of being abandoned or forgotten, unappreciated, unaccepted, and unwanted. The psychologists say that our earliest and most profound human need is for acceptance and affirmation. We can be warm and dry, well-fed, but without the affirmation of human contact, this physical contact, it's been proven, we wither and we die. That's been tested with babies. Our earliest and most profound fear is of rejection and being abandoned. Now, I'm sorry to say, but sometime during your life, you will feel abandoned by someone. You will experience feelings that accompany abandonment, such like disappointment and discouragement, or being down in the dumps, or feelings of sadness. And these feelings may become more intense feelings as the anger there and the rage can sometimes come up. There are couples, for example, who've been married 50 years plus. One of them dies and the remaining partner then feels so abandoned. Why did you leave me to face the end of my life all alone without you? So death can often cause people to feel abandoned, so can divorce. But I want to say that sometime during our lives we feel abandoned by God. Now, this happens, especially when tragedies happen to you personally. Let me give you some examples. Now, from the Old Testament, King David wrote the famous words in Psalm 22. My God, why have you forsaken me? Words from King David. He said, why are you so far from saving me, Lord? Why are you so far from my groaning? Why do I cry out to you, but you do not answer? Now, King David, he had these feelings in his heart that God had forsaken him, abandoned him, and left him. Why was that so? Because of the personal tragedies of his life. King David felt like this because King Saul was trying to kill him. His enemies actually were trying to kill him. His oldest son was actually out to get him as well. And his family didn't turn out very well. So David was really quite legitimately feeling down in the dumps. So he wrote the words, my God, why have you forsaken me? Then, of course, there's Job in the Old Testament. Job experienced a great personal tragedy. He lost his farms and his animals. He lost his children. He lost his wife. In fact, poor Job lost everything. And he felt that God had abandoned him and deserted him. Job was also angry with God, even raged at God. So these were very normal feelings. King David and Job felt that God had deserted them. It's not only people, you know, in the Old Testament who feel that God had abandoned them. Many contemporary Christians also have been through that feeling that God has left them. For example, let me tell you about someone called Elie Wiesel, who experienced the silence of God when his family was murdered in a German concentration camp. He felt all alone in the world, forsaken by God. Then in 1986, this marvelous Jewish person won the Nobel Peace Prize. September 2001, not that long ago, we will not forget the terrible terrorist bombing of the Trade Towers in New York. And as that second plane crashed into the tower, thousands of people were looking up and shouting, or at least thinking to themselves, my God, what is happening? Where are you? What's going on here? In this enormous, horrific tragedy, people did feel abandoned, deserted, and felt very much as if they had been forsaken by God. So feeling abandoned brings with it a sense of overwhelming sadness, confusion, anger, and rage at what's going on. And tomorrow I just want to take this a little bit further. My God, why have you forsaken me? Of course, is something that Jesus said himself as he was on the cross. Eternal God, your strength and your beauty and your majesty are beyond our own comprehension. Each moment we understand some of your strength and your beauty, but we have so much to learn, Lord. Open our ears to hear your voice today. We'll do our best to respond, Lord, even in those times where we feel abandoned by other people and by you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.